care of it.
And I have too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you said that chimney would be used by us often.
That's right. By the older people, I would say the majority of the older people would say chimney.
Mm-hmm. And most often, what you would say either, depending on who you're talking to.
No, I would actually say chimney.
Mm-hmm. The stone or the wood shelf above the fireplace.
That's termed the mantle.
Mm-hmm. And you know what they call these iron pieces they set the wood on?
Andirons.
Mm-hmm. Any other term?
Dog irons.
Uh-huh. Now, is that a good term for this county, or?
Well, they're called, I guess, dog irons as much as they are andirons.
Uh-huh. Well, generally they have a big stick.
One. That's the poker.
Well, I mean, something they're burning. Set it clear in the back of the fire.
On the back log? Mm-hmm. You're asking me about things I don't know much about now.
Yeah, I know. It's doubly hard.
Oh.
And smaller pieces that they use.
Then just be firewood?
Mm-hmm. How about the real small pieces for light firewood?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Ever say light wood?
No, I don't believe that. I'm mistaken.
After the fire is burned out, you have nothing left but
ashes.
What do you call a place where you hang your clothes?
A clothes closet.
Do you have a
wardrobe? I mean, it's a family that's hanging in some bamboo.
Mm-hmm. That's different from a clothes closet. How so?
Well, I mean, it's actually a piece of furniture, and a clothes closet is a part of the house.
They used to have something like this, without a back to it. And often use it for a bed to sleep on at night.
You mean Davenport or something?
Mm-hmm.
Studio cat?
They call it a sofa.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I would have called it sofa.
Would you ever call this kind of thing a sofa?